Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, April 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Loop Finance Weekly AMA. Let's take a listen.
Welcome, guys. Welcome to this week's AMA. I'm joined by Simon and Tom, co-founders of Loop. We're back again with an AMA, a regular Friday AMA. We are both streaming on Twitter live, and we are recording for YouTube as well. So if you miss any part of this, you'll be able to watch the recording on YouTube, and you'll also be able to listen to the recording on Twitter, thanks to, you know, Terra Spaces, which is amazing, and they jump in and record every single Terra Space. They must be ever at the same time. We've had actually a really good week at Loop. There's been a lot happening. Prices increased, TVLs increased. I think Terra-wide, there's a lot of momentum coming in, and we've had a lot of noise. So I'd love to just go over that and recap sort of the last week and since the last AMA, what's happened to Loop and in the Terra Terra kind of environment. And if you could just give an overview of your thoughts on that, Tom and Simon.
Yeah, no, it's been a pretty good month, actually, and it is going to be an amazing month for the rest of it. We're slowly rolling out new functionality for V2, so a little bit of previews there for everyone. And by the end of the month, we'll be the DEX that's better than sex. You know, this is one of our many goals, and we're just creating all the functionality all in one place. You know, you guys will see how awesome and easy it will be for anybody to onboard themselves onto not just Terra, but onto our ecosystem using socials, using credit cards. You know, we're trying to make this process as basic, as simple as possible. And then we'll have all of the awesome Loop Learn content scattered and peppered throughout our platform just to help anyone who needs that, you know, that initial walkthrough or guidance.
Yeah, absolutely. So much happening. I mean, lots of updates on the UI. If you go and check out our new DEX UI, it's looking amazing. We still haven't quite finished, but there's already lots of great features there. You'll see especially the trading view. Graphs are looking really cool. Our aggregator's almost done, so it'll aggregate so you'll be able to get the best prices on Terra, we hope. And then, of course, we've got the NFT marketplace. There's already a whitelist for the first launch on there, which is really awesome. And yeah, so many other things happening in the works. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, on the last couple, like, even just to recap, what the last week or so we've had, you know, the DGen widget that got shared through Instagram with Anchor sharing that, and Matt Cantieri and stuff, and there was a lot of like noise and excitement about that, right? Mixed with, you know, obviously a rise in price and TVL and people sort of like really taking notice of Loop again.
Yeah, we just released the Anchor Borrow widget on Twitter, actually. So if you check out our Twitter feed, you'll be able to find the link there. Now it's open. We're basically open in public beta. There are still a few small UI issues with it, but it's working really well. Yeah, so definitely give that check that out. I will be adding a link to it on our website soon as well. So that's really cool. It sort of it makes using Anchor Borrow a lot more user-friendly. At the moment, there are kind of too many steps to go through, whereas this kind of puts it all into one transaction, basically, which is awesome.
And this Borrow widget also is going to be integratable very easily into all of our partner projects. So, you know, like, for example, Lunar Launcher has been asking us if they can integrate that widget into their IDOs. So when it comes to the time to swap UST for the tokens you're trying to participate for in the IDO, then you'll have the option to leverage. And then instead of using UST, you can use some of your other assets as collateral and then borrow on Anchor to get UST to then purchase the tokens in the IDO. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's super composable, right? Like, there's so much we can actually do with it, and it can lead to so many cool developments by having that composability, right?
Yeah, definitely. Look, to be honest, I hadn't even personally used Anchor Borrow much before because it was just too annoying to kind of go through all the steps, and, you know, the UI wasn't great, and, yeah, just the whole user experience wasn't great. Whereas since we've had this Borrow widget, I've been borrowing a ton on Anchor.
It's always awesome. Dangerous.
Yeah. It's great, especially with Luna going up. You know, it's a perfect time, I think, to be leveraging your Luna position, and this is the perfect way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I hear on Twitter a lot, like, it's great to, you know, not financial advice, but it's great to, like, have assets that you don't sell and borrow against them so that you can get cash out as assets without actually, you know, doing it. So I think if more users can use that, it will also help the Anchor Borrow side massively, you know, massively to help have that easy user experience in the one place. They can trade and then they can borrow in one.
Definitely. Yeah, and obviously the degen mode is awesome as well, where it just keeps looping around, you know, buying more B Luna, depositing it back into collateral, buying more B Luna, depositing back. You know, you can really maximize. In fact, someone asked yesterday if we could allow people to go up to 95%. And maybe it's something we'll look at doing, you know, so that basically, yeah, you can really max out your leverage position. I mean, you'd have to be pretty sure that Luna was going up. But we're actually chatting to Kuji as well about creating an easy way for people to create a Kuji position in case of liquidation. So they can basically, if they do get liquidated, at least they make some money back from on the Kuji side.
Could we play a game? Could we create a game? So two sides, he's the liquidator or the liquidated. We gamify the experience, liquidation versus the liquidator. Then you create this little anchor wall.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. But anyway, yeah, so if people like it, we'll be building a bunch of other functionality into that as well.
Epic.
And also I think people are starting to realize that we're turning on our buy pressure. You know, I think we've discussed this quite a few times. We have, you know, 7, 8, 9 different channels, different funnels of buy pressure that'll be buying Lupit Market, and not one of them has been turned on yet. So I think people are starting to realize that, you know, all our products are coming to fruition. Everything's, you know, starting to get good volume. And then when we do turn on the buy pressure, that's just going to change the game. So I'm excited about that.
Exactly. Well, it's like dominoes, right? Step by one by one, you know, we're knocking them over now. Everything's kind of coming out one by one. So it's a good time.
Exactly. We're also looking at, you know, as I think we've mentioned a few times, LoopX, you know, uses for LoopX. So basically giving, you know, loop staking more utility than just rewards. Because obviously at the moment, you know, you can stake loop and you earn, you know, you earn a good APY on that. But we're looking at having sort of a few other options for utility there, like voting, voting on which pools, for example, get turned into LP bonds or which pools we offer LP bonds on. And that will allow other protocols to accumulate loop as well. And then obviously vote for their own pools.
Not too much alpha.
Look, alpha. I think we're going to be releasing an article about this in the next day or two anyway, so it's probably not too early. But, yeah, so that way, you know, other protocols will be able to vote on which pools we have LP bonds for, and then they'll be able to obviously vote for their own pools. And then, you know, loop rewards will be paid out on those bonds. So that will encourage, yeah, it'll be a good way for other protocols to get involved with us as well.
Yeah, and we've had other projects that are coming in from ETH to Terra talking to us about potentially using some of our LP tokens as collateral, you know, like LP tokens in the AUST USD pool as collateral, you know, no brainer. So I'm pretty excited about all these other projects building on our protocol.
Well, that's the power, right? We've got the platform, and then we can build on top of it and get people to build on top of it. So that's going to come. But just getting this stuff ironed out, right, and getting everything set up, and then stuff will start building on top of Loop.
I think the hackathon will be really useful for that, actually. You know, we'll be running the hackathon in July in Mexico after the big Terra conference, which is in June in Austin, Texas. And we're essentially, what we'll be doing is we'll be incentivizing or looking for teams who are building on top of Loop. So building different products on top of our products, on top of our DEX or on top of our NFT marketplace, and you know, helping those projects to get off the ground and grow as well. So, you know, we'll start to become more of a base layer protocol that people are building on top of.
Amazing. So let's get into the questions. We haven't got a huge amount, but we've got maybe a good nine or so questions. After the questions, what we'll do is we'll actually move over to Twitter Spaces for further questions, and then we'll get into it. So let's get into it. So when are we going to be able to withdraw our Loop R from the platform?
I think that there is a bit of a roadmap for the community. I think, you know, it's on there, but there are a few other things coming for the community platform first. One of them that we're sort of implementing at the moment is a reputation score that we're looking. We're still trying to counteract a lot of spam on the community, unfortunately. So until we've managed to get that under control, we don't want to allow people to obviously unlock and their Loop R from the community, because, you know, it's too easy still for spammers to come along or scammers to come along and try to game the system and then unlock, you know, Loop R and obviously dump it on the market, which would not be great for anyone. So at the moment, you know, by not allowing that, we still have kind of control. And until we've, you know, improved, I guess, which we're working on at the moment, until we've improved our algorithms and our system for getting rid of scammers, then that won't be released. And the other thing we're looking at doing is obviously a referral system as well for the community. So essentially what that will do is it'll allow people to refer friends, family, and then earn a percentage of, you know, their referees' farming rewards or transaction fees on the NFT marketplace or, you know, anything else. So there are a couple of other sort of, I guess, improvements to the community that we're working on first. And then once all that's done, yeah, we'll definitely be able to allow people to unlock their Loop R from there.
Sure. So why aren't more protocols utilized in the community? It seems like a great avenue reserved for getting information directly to the lunatics. How can you encourage protocols to utilize the Loop community more for their communication?
I think they're already using it a lot, aren't they?
Some projects are starting to, exactly. I think it's just a matter of time. Obviously, you know, it's going to be a slow trickle to start with. People are used to, you know, especially I think one of the big problems with a lot of projects is they're just so busy. You know, I know that we're already so busy ourselves. Like, we don't have that much time to go out and kind of, you know, check out other projects, or, you know, we just sort of have our Twitter feed. We obviously have our own community, but then, you know, lots of projects, they're mainly just run by devs who are spending a lot of time actually building stuff as opposed to going out and
These projects should just create bounties on our platform. You know, everything's already set up and easy to do, and then it'll just incentivize, you know, the awesome community on Loop Community to create content for them.
Well, that's already happening. Yeah, that's happening a lot. Yeah, that's probably the biggest way that we get content from other protocols is through the bounty system, because usually the projects themselves or the people behind the projects just don't have time to be creating a ton of content. You know, they might have time for a tweet every now and then, but that's very different from actually writing a full article.
Actually, I had a call yesterday about this. Loop Learn, we're obviously building protocol scripts for all these platforms. And a lot of the problems is, as you just mentioned, these protocols may not have time to write the scripts, or they might not have the knowledge about script writing and all this sort of stuff. So we've talked with TFL about sending all these projects, if they choose to do so, to the bounties. So we've talked to Adam about it, setting a framework so that all these projects coming through, if they choose to do so, rather than write their own script, we'll be able to put bounties on, Loop Bounty, write the script, incentivize that, and then, the script will then get, edited or whatever it needs to by the animators and then made into videos for Loop Learn. So looks like that's coming, and that will bring protocols and eyeballs from all these new projects launching onto Loop Community as well. Yep. So that'll be very ideal. And we'll bring in more writers too, because they'll have their own communities that will want to come and write too. So.
Beautiful. And we also, like our partnership with Lunar Launcher, all of the projects that go through there are going to do a bounty on the Loop community, and then the top 5 or 10 entries from that bounty will get a guaranteed allocation. So it's just an easy win-win relationship.
I think also once we have our forum up, that's going to bring a lot of extra people and maybe even people from other protocols, because it'll be a low touch way of interacting and engaging with the community. At the moment, writing an article is quite a lot of work. Whereas the forum will just allow, much more instant type communication style, which will mean that, we should see a lot more engagement from both users and protocols.
Cool. So next two questions, actually Loop Learn question. So why do they add WEN rather than H? I still don't understand that. When incentivizing Loop learning on Loop Learn, and how will you incentivize the course? This is on the roadmap, but it's obviously something that takes a bit of time. We've been really focused on building the platform for now. Obviously building out the lessons, the courses, making sure that we have a good flow, that we have something that's very fast and usable, and we could start putting it out there. And then we're working on adding incentivization. The only challenge that we have with incentivization, and the thing that will take a little bit of time, is firstly the smart contract work and the development into the platform, but really the solutions and the brainstorming and implementing the ways that we can stop people from, gaming the system. So that's what we really want to avoid. So it's going to take a little bit of time to do, but we have, some great ideas. We could possibly do it in stages, something we still have to discuss. Maybe we could start with some tokens and then upgrade it to NFTs. I think, what seems to be a great idea is NFTs as an incentivization, maybe like utility NFTs or gamified NFTs. And obviously, as Tom mentioned a lot, the on-chain actions where you can, watch a video about farming and then you go and perform an action and then you get, checks that and then you get rewarded. So there's a few bits and pieces. It's still going to be a little while away. We'll have all the platform upgrades done very soon. So it's pretty much done now. Like we've got a whole bunch of stuff coming, including, automate like translations where you can change your language and things. But then the next step after that will be working in the background on incentivization so that we can create that for sure.
Yeah, we're getting really good at stopping hackers and people gaming the system from the community. So it shouldn't be too hard for us to figure this out pretty quickly.
Do you want to add anything to that one, Tom?
Yeah, I think the same reputation system that we're working on for the community, the one that I was just talking about a minute ago, we'll be able to use hopefully with Loop Learn as well. So that will kind of, that's a way of obviously filtering out scammers, and therefore, that's kind of the big problem with any kind of incentivization model like this, right, is you just get people, either using bots or just, creating multiple accounts in order to get rewards over and over again. Once we've kind of nailed it on the community side, we'll be able to use that the same method to remove the scammers from Loop Learn and incentivize it in a fair way.
It's something we also talked about. I was talking to Simon about this the other day. Like, even if it's, someone gets 1 or 2 UST to start, like, even that little bit just to get started, to be able to play around with things, is quite powerful. You know, what if you can watch a video on swapping and then you've got one USD or two USD to swap between things, and you get to kind of tactile touch it and play, and then you learn how to load funds onto it, and then suddenly you're kind of onboarding yourself into the ecosystem, and you're learning by doing and learning. So that's really powerful. Some of my thoughts are actually, you know, around using, I don't know how this would work, but we could use potentially like a demo mode eventually, like create a mode in which you're not using real money or using a test net of some sort. And then, you know, you're playing around with Anchor, playing around with farming and stuff with demo money. And then you learn how to do it that way. And then you can do it with your own money. I don't know how that's implemented, but that could be a really cool way to kind of get users engaging with DeFi and learning how everything works, and learning like before they do, you know, without, you know, losing money, using a bridge with a test net, farming and doing all this sort of stuff really easily could be really cool.
Definitely. That's a great idea, actually.
Cool. So any plans to team up with larger crypto education platforms like Coinbase Byte to expand Terra's learning audience? It's not a discussion that we've had so far, to be honest with you. Like, there's obviously been talks, been in meetings with Terra Education Collective, which is a group of Terra, all the bigger Terra education providers, like Terra University and, you know, the Spanish community on Terra and a Terra Builders Association. And we've been meeting, you know, Maz has been heading that up or in partnership with that, and basically working on ways that we can all collaborate with each other within the ecosystem. As far as bigger platforms, like LoopLearn is still quite under the radar. You've got to understand that, like, we're still building the platform and it's still at early stages. Once we start turning on marketing and we start kind of expanding it, you'll start to see it, like, spread a lot more. TFL's about to start promoting us pretty hard. You know, obviously there's certain things that have to happen at their end before that happens, but they're going to start sending a lot of traffic to LoopLearn, and you'll start to see it start to get a lot of traction in the Terra community. It's kind of behind the scenes at the moment still. There's a lot of discussions about it, but you will see a lot more of LoopLearn coming in the next couple of weeks and months. It will really take off. So, and then we'll look at, I don't know, we could look at talking to Binance Academy and Coinbase. I'm not sure how that would work, but I'm sure there's avenues. The only thing is thinking from this perspective is, how do you create a win-win scenario? Because someone like Binance, if we want to be the DEX that's better than SEX, we want to take all those Binance users. We want to take all those Coinbase users. We want to onboard them into Loop through Cardo or Alice or whatever it is, and have them using and swapping our DEX and farms without even having to touch a SEX. So how that would work in terms of partnerships with, like, what we call competitors, that we'll yet to see. But I think it's very exciting.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay, let's get on to the DEX question. So congratulations on the public beta launch of the Anchor Borrow page on Loop, which you just announced before. Would love to see Loop further integrate with Anchor. Any other plans with the Anchor team?
Yeah, I mean, probably a little bit of alpha here, but I've been actually chatting to the team behind BATOM, which is a persistence team. You know, they're based on Cosmos and also on Ethereum. And we're looking at creating some incentivized BATOM pools on Loop. As most people probably know, BATOM's coming as a collateral option to Anchor. So I'll be kind of working with Anchor on that side as well, creating maybe like a BATOM Atom pool or a BATOM UST pool. It'll be incentivized with the P-Stake token. P-Stake is the token for Persistence, the team that is responsible for for BATOM. And so, yeah, that's probably our next collaboration, I guess, with Anchor. But obviously, our borrow widget is, you know, at the moment, that's kind of the main focus that we've got. You know, really making that a super smooth and great user experience for everyone.
Great. So, I'm slow to add to my staking position. I saw on Twitter it was okay, but I wanted to wait to get a surefire answer during this week's AMA. So to confirm, if I add to my stake Loop position now, the timer won't reset.
Exactly. And make the most out of it, because as Tom was saying, we'll be bringing in a new staking system, and the staking system will have a component in it where we will group staking positions by the week. But right now it's only grouped by your first or your last deposit. So if you as of now, if you deposit into any existing position, your timer will not reset. So this is pretty much like a grace period for anyone to make the most out of it until the new staking is released.
Brilliant. And also, is there any plans to add capability to claim a portion of rewards in the future? I believe this is relevant to staking as well.
There will be automatic functionalities. So like we had a really good input from someone last week. They want to be able to just set and forget. So if they deposit into the 3-month staking pool, you know, they'll have a button to auto restake, you know, the capital plus all of the yield into the 3-month pool again once it's done. Partial withdrawals, you know, like we are actually also working on a way to push your staking position to an NFT. I don't want to release too much alpha, but you know, again, like we said before, we've been developing horizontally through a lot of products to try and corner the entire chain market. Now we'll be developing vertically, perfecting, expanding out each platform, integrating it all with each other and other protocols, and allowing other protocols to build on us. So yeah, just you can look forward to really cool integrations with the DEX and the NFT marketplace.
Cool.
And Loop Learn, of course, and the community, et cetera, and the app.
And so much there. So much coming, right? It's awesome. So will I be able to stake any of my NFTs for tokens when the platform is released, when the NFT platform is released?
Yes.
Cool.
Exactly. Yeah, all of our NFTs will be stakeable and will have rewards attached to them. Any of what the ones that Loop release, obviously, you know, if we do work with other partners, they might decide to release NFTs that don't have staking rewards, but definitely for any of our own, then we will.
For sure. I'm excited for Loop Marketplace because it seems like you guys are doing everything you can to be different than all the rest of the marketplaces already on Terra. Do you believe DeFi NFTs or NFTs with reward mechanisms are becoming Terra's NFT niche?
They'll definitely be Loop's niche. Yeah, I don't know whether they're going to be Terra's niche or not. I see so many other NFT platforms launching on Terra that aren't necessarily DeFi NFTs or related to rewards, but it's definitely, that's kind of going to be our unique selling proposition, I guess, for the Loop NFT marketplaces. Will be focusing almost exclusively on DeFi or reward or yield-bearing NFTs.
Sure. I think that's the trend for crypto now anyway. It seems that the DeFi NFTs seem to be the traction coming up anyway. So I guess it is our niche, but it's a good trend to be part of.
Yeah, it makes sense, I guess, you know, to start adding utility to these NFTs for sure.
Big time. So I've got one last question, actually, and then we'll move on to the Twitter questions. So this isn't really a question. Just wanted to give a massive shout out or appreciation for your mod team. One of the best on Terra and even in crypto. Someone is always prepared to support users on a TG. Well done, team.
Epic. Great. Thanks, guys. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've got an awesome TG mod group. Just a really, really good team. So that's going to really help with all the beginners coming into crypto, teaching them, and then having a support team behind us to you know, catch all those people. So it's very key. And I want to thank also like community leaders within Loop as well. Like it's a massive appreciation to everyone in the community who really steps up and helps so much in that stuff as well. I think it's definitely super important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're really lucky to have such a great community, actually. I think, you know, that's one of our strongest points is having that community who's so, you know, always willing to give feedback. We've got a great beta testing group for all our products now. You know, we get great proposals from people through the community articles. And, yeah, it's really strong and we're really appreciative for it.
Maybe they can become the builders at the hackathon.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll be definitely looking to our community for participants for sure.
Cool. Okay, we're going to wrap up the Zoom for now. What we'll do is we'll jump over to the Twitter and we'll take live questions. So if you've got any questions, you know, pop up your hand, put a request up, and we'll bring you up on stage to ask some questions from Simon and Tom. And we'll wrap up this YouTube video for now. But, you know, we obviously this recording will be on YouTube and you'll be able to replay it. So see you in a minute on Twitter. Okay, we're on Twitter. So if we've got any questions, pop up a request and we'll bring you up and we'll answer your questions. and we don't bite too hard.
Come on, guys, don't be shy. We've probably answered most of the questions in the pre-recorded questions, but if anyone's got something in particular they want to ask, now's your time.
We've got Big Man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's been something I've been looking forward to for a while. Just got a couple questions for you. I'm hoping for a little bit more clarification on what the aggregators are for the pools. And I also have another question, but just started with that one.
Yeah, for sure. So basically how our aggregator will work is it will choose, it will split trades across different DEXs. So you know, obviously for some of our pools, we don't have enough liquidity in them to execute a large trade without too much price impact. So in those cases, the aggregator will actually split the trade and it might do like a third of the trade on Loop and, you know, half the trade on TerraSwap or a third of the trade on TerraSwap and a third of the trade on Astroport, for example. So that means that the user will always get the best possible price. And also it will split trades or it will, apart from splitting trades, we're also looking at routing trades in different ways. So it will look at all the different possible routes from, you know, one token to another, and it will choose the most efficient route as well. So a combination of splitting and routing will help us to get, you know, better prices than you could if you just executed a single trade on a single DEX.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that's what I was hoping you were going to say. That is really great news. I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed a second question, but...
yeah, absolutely. Oh, go
perfect,
for it.
Perfect. Yeah, so I'm really interested in the mobile app. I'm wondering if we're going more of with just like a mobile version of what we're having on, you know, on desktop, or if we're also looking at going in more of the direction of, say, a Coinbase meets a Cash App type of a deal where people are able to interact more with like a wallet functionality, private transactions, things of that nature.
Yeah, look, I mean, to start with, it will just be kind of, you know, more or less what you see on the web app. So, you know, the community will be there, the DEX will be there, you know, you'll be able to see your NFTs. It'll be a wallet where you can see your NFTs. It'll have a portfolio where you can see all of your different positions, not just on Loop, but on, you know, any other Terra protocols as well. But over time, we're actually looking at we're actually running soon a trial with the City of Melbourne. You know, a few of us are based here in Melbourne in Australia, and running a trial where we're going to use the wallet for payments at local merchants. So, you know, that will be a great trial. We'll see how it goes. And if it's successful, then we're really looking at starting to build out more of a payment type solution. So people can take, you know, their Terra assets and pay at any merchants, like local merchants or even online merchants, and use it in that kind of way. So, yeah. And then, of course, we'll also build some sort of DeFi functionality in there as well. So, you know, the ability to farm, earn farming rewards, or to, you know, access Anchor Earn, for example, and, you know, earn a savings rate and things like that. So, yeah, it's something that we'll definitely be building out a lot more functionality into over time.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for your answer. Wish you guys the best of luck, and still very excited for the project.
Awesome. Thanks so much for dropping by. John, looks like you're up next.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, am I not the right person? My name's John, but is there someone else before me? I'm sorry.
No, it's you. You're up.
Okay. I got a little confused because I know I switched the name to Invisible, so I'm like, okay. But anyway.
We couldn't see you.
I get that a lot. Anyway, my question on the NFTs. Like I noticed this is like a, I guess kind of a, just an example one, right? So these aren't like the actual prices that are on there so far. That is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah. The, what you can see at the moment on NFT marketplace is just a prototype. That's sort of what the UI will look like, but, all of the NFTs listed there are just dummy NFTs, basically just placeholders. So yeah, keep your eye out though. In the next few weeks, we'll actually be launching the live version and doing our first mint of NFTs on our launchpad.
Okay, but like the numbers, are they? Because I was trying to figure out like how it worked, right? Because it's got like an APR number, And then it says like it gives out a certain amount of loop, but I was like calculating it, and it didn't seem to add up, right?
No. They're all just dummy figures at the moment. They're all just hard coded in, so nothing's dynamic. Nothing's based on actual numbers. It's just to give you an idea of how it's going to look. But yeah, the calculations are not correct, so don't worry too much about that.
Okay. Yeah, because I was trying to figure out like how it was going to work, kind of based on the numbers. And but anyway, so like the APR, my guess is that when it's real, the APR that it shows is going to like calculate what the APR would be, like based on the buy price. I'm guessing it's going to be like purchased in UST or something, or.
Exactly. Yeah. So it'll be based on the buy price and based on the price, obviously, of the tokens that are being rewarded. So usually that'll be Loop tokens, and based on obviously the current price of Loop, and you know how many tokens are attached to that NFT. So that's how it'll calculate the APRs.
Right. I'm guessing that would make sense at mint. So like, and then afterwards, if someone tries to resell it. Like, is there going to be like an auction, and how is that going to work in order to calculate the, you know what I mean?
It will recalculate based on the current bid price. So, you know, if the bid price is $300 and there's, you know, $300, you know, I'll say $600 worth of Loop tokens attached to it, then obviously, you know, that will calculate the APR in that way. So yeah, it'll constantly adjust that APR based on the current bid price.
Yeah, perfect. And you will have the option at the end or at any point in time, actually, to unstake and then either sell it at a fixed price or sell it at an auction.
And we're getting the LP too, right? Not just like the reward. So it's kind of like we're basically like getting an LP and then something that's locked in kind of thing, right? Is that basically how that works?
Some of them will have, you'll be able to claim your LP back at the end, and others you won't be able to. So essentially the LP will be permanently locked and it will become protocol owned liquidity. Other ones will actually, yeah, they'll allow you at the end of a particular period. So say it's a 6 or 12 month period to unlock your liquidity and take that back out again.
Yep. And if you don't get the LP back, if it is part of the protocol owned liquidity, then obviously that'll be factored into the APR. So the APR will account for the fact that you don't get your initial capital back. So the yield will be even higher. And, you know, therefore, at the end of the yield period, you will have made back your initial capital plus, you know, extra rewards on top of that. So the yields are a lot higher.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got it. It's kind of like a bond market almost in a way.
An annuity. Yeah. Annuity or bond. Exactly. But we can't use those terminologies for legal reasons.
Yeah, I imagine. All right. Yeah, that's all my questions. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Awesome. No worries. Damn, thanks a lot.
Some videos.
No, it's okay.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Do we have anyone else with any questions, or
let's bring a bigger.
We can finish it. Yep.
Big Ryan. Ryan Dog.
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Really well.
Two quick questions. One on the iOS app and the borrow widget that was announced kind of today and made public. How did the first day's trading activity and website hits go for that new widget?
We literally just published it. I think we literally just published it on Twitter like about 10 minutes ago. So I haven't actually checked yet, to be honest. There might have been a pre-announcement on Telegram at some point. But I haven't actually checked the stats yet. Yeah,
last night there was an announcement on Telegram, and didn't someone already put in like a 16K full degen transaction?
Yeah, I think I did see one actually on there when I checked it a while ago. I was just checking the transactions. I wasn't actually checking the traffic stats, but someone put through like a $16,000
full degen mode transaction. So obviously people are starting to use it, which is cool. But yeah, we'll probably maybe ask that question next week, Ryan. We'll probably have some more detailed traffic and analytics by then.
Awesome. And then Simon, how's Apple treating you?
Apple? Yeah, they're cool. We got approval and went live a couple of weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah, we've just, I think we took, did we take it? We didn't take it down again. What we decided to do was actually integrate Ledger so that people could access it with their Ledger. And there were also a few, I think we discovered one or two bugs that were being caused because we're still reliant on TFL's APIs for the app. So what we were doing is moving over to our own APIs for that. But the app is actually live on the Apple Store. So yeah, you can download it there, but there might be one or two things which aren't working that well due to issues with the TFL APIs.
Yeah, and the issues with Apple were around the NFTs. So one, we just had to hide them. And two, when we do enable them, we probably have to just call them collectibles instead of NFTs. But that's not a big issue.
Is this different?
Yeah, we haven't really gone hard on promoting the app yet, though, because as I said, we're doing that Ledger upgrade, so you'll be able to access it with Ledger and also moving over those APIs. So once that's done, we'll sort of promote it more. But yeah, you can definitely just go to the Apple Store now and you can download it directly. You don't need to use Test Flight anymore.
Okay. So I just started using Ledger myself, and thanks for that trick there, Tom, about the index number.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Yeah. It is. So useful.
But with Ledger, though, I don't think Terra is on Ledger Live, so you can't Bluetooth. So help me figure out why.
It is on Ledger Live. You just got to update your firmware. So Terra Station is on Ledger Live, on the Ledger Live app. You just have to update your firmware to the latest thing, and then you can download the app.
Yeah, so you can access it through Bluetooth.
You can? Okay.
Yeah.
If you've got the new Ledger X.
If you've got the Nano X, yeah, exactly.
I do have the Nano X, yes.
Awesome. Yeah, in that case, yeah, you'll be able to use it. You can use it on, with Terra Station already, but yeah.
If you jump on Loop Learn and go to the intro, the Terra section, there's actually in the second module, there's actually two videos on Ledger. So I walked walkthrough on how to set up the Ledger with the Terra Station app in Ledger Live and how to connect it and everything. I don't really cover how to do it on Bluetooth, but it's the same. Like, if you can just download that Terra Station app, you should be able to do it pretty easily.
Oh, maybe I'll actually have to go check that out. Thank you.
Maybe you'll have.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks so much.
Thanks. A couple we have more. Era that's been up for a bit. Era Jacobson's been up for a bit, so if you've got a question,
you might have to take yourself off mute.
Well, we'll move on to everything crypto since Era is still on mute.
Okay, hello everyone.
Hey,
very fine. I want to ask a question. Would the Terra name, are there plans to induce the Terra unique naming service as our wallet addresses on our Loop account? Just the way we added our Terra addresses, are there plans to induce or add an option for example, we have ryan.ust. Are there plans to induce our TNS as our wallet addresses to receive our Loop tokens?
Yeah, we've actually been chatting to the Terra Name Service team, and they've sent us some documentation on how to integrate that. So it's definitely something we'll be doing. Obviously, our Dex team has been super busy with all the upgrades, but once they're done, we'll be able to integrate that Terra Name Service. So when you connect your wallet, you'll be able to actually see the name that you've chosen there, as opposed to just the wallet address.
Beautiful, beautiful. Really, I love the work that's going on. Yeah, and also the Loop Learn, are there plans for activities like Learn and Earn activities?
Yeah, learn and earn. Yeah, that's something that definitely we'll be working on. I think we talked about a little bit before in the AMA, but yeah, once we've finished, obviously, all the videos, the next sort of stage will be allowing people to earn NFTs or other rewards through engaging with the Loop Learn platform.
Okay. Well, and lastly, my question is, I don't know if you have an African community. Okay, I asked the last time how to apply for the ambassador role, and I realized that I couldn't find the Loop Finance Telegram group. I think I was removed at some point. I don't know. I can't find it.
Okay.
Maybe you want to spam it.
Maybe message us on Twitter, and we'll send you a link through Twitter.
Yeah.
Just send us a link. Just send us a message directly in Twitter, and we'll send you a link to the Telegram.
Go on the deck. Go on the website, and in the top right, there's a drop down there for Telegram, Telegram announcements, Twitter, everything. So that's how you can find our socials, and then yeah, message us there.
Okay. Thank you.
Also, awesome. We don't really have an African community yet, to my understanding. But, you know, you can always start one. So, that you know, all these little communities always start from leadership, right? So by gathering a couple people, writers, starting to chat, and you know, they often grow from the ground up with these communities. And when there's enough people, then, you know, it attracts more people and then translations and things like that. But it's always comes usually from a group of community leaders that step up and then it attracts more people into that community, for sure.
Okay, yeah, I have a group of about 30 plus Nigerians and who are content writers. I have some that are really, really very active, and myself too. So we'll start something and we'll see people looking to it.
The beauty about us is we're a protocol, not a platform. So anybody can build on us. You know, they don't need our permission. Which is amazing. You know, you guys can just take the initiative, start creating content on the community, you know, start using the DEX. You know, if you even know how to use smart contract, you can actually even start creating your own pools on our DEX. We're going to make it very easy for the UI, so you can create your own pool, create your own farm. But, you know, everything we're trying to do should be easy for anybody to, you know, start building on themselves without any permission. And then as you start gaining momentum, then the Loop team will come in and start helping you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, guys. I think that might be it for today's session. Tune in next week. And, of course, keep up to date on Twitter and Telegram with all the announcements. I'm sure you'll see lots of improvements to the UI, especially on the DEX, coming up in the next week or so. So keep an eye out there. And thanks for listening. And yeah, have a great weekend, everyone. See you soon.
See you guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the weekly Loop Finance AMA, recorded on Thursday, April 7th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
In the darkest of times, when the phoenix arises out of the ashes like some burned up papyrus, open the sarcophagus and release the virus. Got a lump in your throat like tonsillitis. When the flags go up like everyone is righteous, spending government checks, sniffing up the white dust. The previous generation wants to be just like us. Fuck that shit, I'm trying to be like Mike was. Drop the bias and you might survive this. The mummy coming through to remind your highness. I might just buy up my own fucking island, build a little bunker, then wait for the timer. Countdown to zero, day exploiting every exploit in your internet sex toys, intermittent vibrations through the ether. Did you just come? Me either. If you look at the bright side, we're lost at the right time, blindly following stars in the night sky. Part of me might ride away with the prize fight, man versus everything else until the time's right. Unleash the Kraken, no wait, that was crack. Fuck, now everybody feeling all amped up, fucking like bunnies to the national anthem. Ugly little shits eating up all our rhythm. Mishandling the captions, who has the answer? Holding our attention for ransom. Fed up with all the red tape and the boring template, like it matters if it's a blue or red state. Charged every month and we can't even cancel. Feeling distressed? Fuck it, kill the damsel. Fuck yeah, spread it like we're on some undead shit and pass the bitch around like a meme from Reddit.
In the beginning, it was suggested that the mortality rate would be 5% and the numbers are so much higher.
We're not ready for the next epidemic.
And so if your oxygen level falls too low and it cannot be kept up with just what we call nasal cannulas or rebreathing oxygen masks, if you can't get enough oxygen from that, then they will intubate the patient.
Terror Spaces.